Hi, this is Dave. Welcome to my channel. Today I'm going to be talking about how you can 100 times or even 1,000 times your money or assets. And more specifically, I'm going to be talking about the power of compound growth. All right, in this video, I'm going to be talking about three things specifically. First, the power of compounding or compound growth. Second, I'm going to be talking about the rate of compounding and why that matters. And last, I'm going to be talking about principal or the amount that you start with and also the amount that you continue to grow with and why that's important. All right, so this is going to be probably one of the most important concepts you can grasp and understand as an investor. And if you could actually deeply and concretely and to the core understand compound growth, I believe it's going to change your investment decisions and you're going to be on the road to becoming a better investor. All right, let's talk about the power of compounding. I think this is oftentimes misunderstood and underappreciated. What if you could double your assets five times, meaning you could double it five times over? What would happen in that case? Let's take a look at that specifically. The first double would be 1 to 2, or 1 unit to 2 units. And then you would go from 2 units to 4 units. 4 units to 8 units would be the third doubling. 8 to 16 would be the fourth doubling. And then the 16 to the 32 would be the fifth doubling. So after five doublings, you would have a 32x gain, meaning your 1 unit of assets would become 32 units. And that's the power of compound growth. Just double your money five times over, and you're going to see your initial assets grow 32 times. All right, so how do you double your assets? Like, what does this look like more specifically? So if your annual growth rate added together equals 72, then your assets will double basically. So here's what it means. Let's say you have an annual growth rate of 12% in this case. Over 6 years, that equals a 72 number, and that means that your assets will double in that 6 years. Now, this 12% doesn't have to be a constant rate, meaning it could be like 12% 1 year, it could be 6% the next year, it could be 18% the next year, right? 10%. 12% and then 14%. So the total would still equal 72, and at the end of that period, it would basically double your assets. So here is the key number, and the number is 72. I call it kind of the power of 72. I've added that to my YouTube channel since the day I kind of created this channel. I said it's the power of 72. It's one of the most important concepts. If you can actually just add up all of the annual growth rates, right, of your investments, by the time it equals 72, it will have doubled your investment. All right, so let's do another example to try to understand this a little bit better. Example number two is, what if you had a 3% growth rate? How many years would it take to double your assets? At a 3% annual growth rate, it would take 24 years, right, to get to this magic number of 72. So in other words, it would take 24 years to double your assets, right? Compare that in example one, at 12%, it would only take you 6 years to double your assets. So the growth rate matters tremendously in how fast you could double your assets. Now let's take one more example, example number three. What if you upped your growth rate substantially and you were able to grow your investments 24% per year consistently, right, on a consistent basis? How fast could you actually grow your investments? Now again, this doesn't have to be 24% constant. It could be like 20% 1 year, 28% the next year, right, 24%. As long as the total equals, right, 72, that's the key. So at 24%, let's say average annual growth rate, in 3 years, that equals the magic number 72, which means that your assets will have doubled. So it would take you just 3 years to double your assets if you could grow at a compounded annual growth rate of 24%. All right, so the next question is, let's say you wanted to take advantage of compound growth. How long is it going to take you to 32x your investments, right, in the example I shared earlier? So you want to go from 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 16, and 16 to 32. You want a 32x gain, hypothetically, let's say, in your investments. And you want to grow your investments, hypothetically, let's say, at a 12% annual growth rate. So what is it going to take to achieve that 32x gain? Well, at 12%, as I shared earlier, it'll take you 6 years to get to the magic number 72. That means every 6 years, your assets would double. So if you started out with $100,000 in the beginning, and you grew your assets at a 12% annual growth rate, in 6 years, you would have $200,000. Another 6 years, be $400,000. Another 6 years, $800,000, $1.6 million. And at the end of 30 years, you would have $3.2 million. So in summary, it would take 30 years to double your assets five times over, which would give you a 32x gain on your initial investment. All right, now there's a few notes about this. First, this example does not include taxes, meaning if you have to pull your taxes, let's say on an annual basis, based upon, let's say, the gain that you achieved during that year, that reduces your principal, and that's going to reduce the power of compounding over time. And so if you want me actually to do another video on the impact of taxes on compound growth, let me know in the comment section, and I'll try to do another video in the future. Now, the second note here is it assumes that you reinvest the total amount, right, of gain that you're achieving in your investments, meaning you're not pulling out money. And the reason why, you know, it assumes this is because it shows the power of compound growth when you kind of leave your money in investing and let that growth rate just grow the whole pile rather than pulling the money out. Now, I'm not saying don't pull out money. I'm just saying in this hypothetical example that this example shows no taxes and no pulling out of investments. All right, so what if we boosted up that growth rate from 12% a year to 24%, right? Does that 32x gain in 30 years, does it become a 64x gain? I think that's what most people think with, you know, upping your growth rate or upping your, you know, compound growth rate, is if I double my growth rate, shouldn't the end result be a doubling of results? However, that's not the case because it's the power of compound growth that completely changes, right? The more money you have and the longer you allow that money to compound over time. So here's the example. In the beginning, you have $100,000, hypothetically, and you're growing your investment, your total asset pile by 24% annually. In 3 years, you have $200,000, right? Next 3 years after that, $400,000. Right, it goes 800, 1.6, 3.2, 6.4 million, 12.8 million, 25.6 million, 51.2 million, and then at the last, let's say, chunk of 3 years, this equals 30 years total, you have $102.4 million, right? So this is the same 30 years as we shared in the 12% example. However, this was able to compound 10 times over rather than, right, 5 times over. And by compounding 10 times over, you're ending up with $1.24 million in 30 years. Now that's 1,024x gain, meaning you took your assets and you made 1,000 times, right, gain on those assets, which is completely mind-boggling. Compare that now to the 12% example that we shared earlier. The 12% annual growth rate, you did a 32x gain in 30 years, which is quite impressive, right? I mean, no one's gonna like fault you for that. But it doesn't really compare to the 24% growth rate over 30 years, which gives you 1,000 times, right, gain, right? 30 time gain versus 1,000. It's like completely in a complete different ballpark here. The $100,000 becomes $3.2 million in the 12% growth rate after 30 years. However, that same $100,000 now becomes $102.4 million in the same period. The only thing, right, we did different here was we upped the growth rate, the average growth rate, from 12% to 24% annually. Now, this is the power of compounding at a higher growth rate. All right, now a few other kind of notes about principal. Now, I shared earlier that taxes will reduce the gain and the power of compounding because rather than leaving the money in, right, for the money to continue to grow at an exponential compounded rate, you're pulling the money, right, the principal, out of it, and so you have less money to compound over time. And if you're doing that every year and if your tax rate is, let's say, very high, that's going to significantly reduce, right, the power of compounding. The next thing is if you pull your money, right, out of that, it's also going to reduce the impact of compounding because it's going to basically reduce what the interest rate or what the growth rate is compounding in the first place. So a lot of people, right, you know, they might start out kind of compounding at a faster rate, but as their assets grow, they go into preservation mode. And then they'll start to reduce, right, their risk, which, you know, makes sense in some ways, but that'll also reduce, right, the potential of gain in their investments. Now, I want to go a little further and think about this a little deeper, because it sounds like ideal and a great thing to theoretically or ideologically, right, think about a high growth rate. However, there are certain dangers about chasing higher growth. Now, the first thing is there's a tendency to chase higher risk investments. What I mean by this is that typically safer or kind of more stable investments don't have a very high growth rate, and therefore you're not going to be that interested in investments that aren't growing very well. However, with growth companies or companies that have like a lot of the valuation in the future, there's potential, right, for that stock to grow higher, but there's also the potential for that stock to crash down if the company doesn't meet the expectations or doesn't actually surpass in a lot of ways the growth expectations of people. So there's danger when you're chasing higher growth rates or higher yield. You can be exposing yourself to riskier assets, and that exposes yourself to greater risk of, let's say, financial turmoil or financial disaster. Now, I want to segue that into this second concept, which is personal risk exposure. I think a lot of people, they kind of look at investing as something kind of together with their personal risk and investing risk. However, there are distinct different types of risks when you invest. One thing that I think is something that everyone needs to think about is how much personal risk, meaning how much of your livelihood or your standard of living or your retirement or your health or even your comfort of living or safety and security, how much of that risk, right, is involved when you invest. Personally, what I like to do is if you can eliminate or reduce personal risk, that can reduce the overall perceived risk in investing that you have. For example, let's say you put into a separate pile, into a different asset class, some amount of investment that actually can produce income. Let's say it's pretty stable and very, let's say, safe. And let's say this asset actually will cover your living expenses or even your retirement. And in this case, what you're doing is, and in my case, I've kind of put aside assets into real estate that are completely separate kind of class of assets, and that provide a different type of safety and stability. Now, I'm not saying that, for example, real estate is safer by nature with stocks, and I think there's a complexity to real estate that you have to understand, and there's a lot of risk in real estate, but I think within real estate, there could be safer types of real estate to get into. Anyways, that said, if you can divide up your personal risk, where you have a lot of your personal risk kind of in a separate sort of asset class and a more stable and safer asset class, then that can open up yourself to actually be able to invest in higher risk or higher return assets without feeling like your own personal livelihood or future or retirement is at risk. This is kind of like something that how I approach kind of mitigating risk. Now, another thing is there's many stories of loss and many stories of people gambling and just risking huge amounts of money on companies in the hope that they're going to double or triple or 5x or 10x in the future. However, a lot of people, they're not doing the in-depth research. They're not getting to know the companies as well as I think they should. Or they're getting to know a company, but for example, in the case of Luckin Coffee that I shared with in a previous video, the company just does blatant fraud, right? Just reports, you know, the wrong numbers. And in those cases, it's like you have to be aware that there are cases where your companies or your investments will fail. I think that's something that we all need to be cognizant of, especially when you're chasing higher growth. All right, so I think the holy grail of investing, or the main question here, is can you have high growth investing and compound that growth, right, significantly and consistently over time while managing risk, right? And that's the key thing, right? Without managing risk, right, you open yourself up to a lot of danger and to potential a lot of loss. And so I want to end this video with this question. Can you do a sustainable 20% or higher growth rate, right, and with your complete assets? And if so, can you do that, right, consistently and reliably? And what are the main factors involved, right, in being able to achieve a high growth, high annual compounding rate of investing? All right, so this has been kind of a primer to understanding compound growth. Now, there's a lot to understand more about this topic, and I can go into more specifics, but I wanted to give you kind of an introduction and a taste of why compound growth is important and why and what the challenge is in chasing compound growth. If you have any questions, please add that in the question section. Let me know what you think. Let me know what are the topics you'd like me to go into. And if you haven't subscribed to my channel, I encourage you to do so. Please like the video. It helps get the word out. And we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.